Bob and Sherry, Spring Break to the Yucatan, 2024, Part 1. Well, Sherry and I normally take our big vacation, as you know. We used to do it always in summertime, spring and summer. And then since we are not teaching any longer, we decided to move it to the fall. So last year we went to, of course, Scotland, Ireland, and Northern England. And our plan this year is to go to Spain. We were planning to go to Jordan, Tunisia, and Egypt. Well, of course, that blew up, didn't it? So we decided to go to Spain. And so we will be spending about a month in Spain in the fall of 2024. But we thought we'd try something different. My daughters had talked to us about all going together someplace for a week. And they suggested going to Cancun. It's close, wouldn't be too difficult. And so we started talking about it. And of course, when you have grandchildren, fourth grade, second grade, other, adults, Sherry and I, of course, want to see Mayan ruins. So we began looking at it, and there really, other than Tulum, there wasn't a lot that you could see from Cancun. And the area would be all-inclusive, which is basically like a Yucatan Disneyland as far as we were concerned. So that kind of fell apart. And so I began looking at, how can you view this? Is there another place that we could go? And so I found Mérida, and I'd heard a lot about Mérida, so I began investigating it. It's considered to be one of the safest cities of its size in North America. And then I found that you could use Mérida as a headquarters and see all kinds of stuff. So we began planning a 10-day trip in February to the Yucatan. The intent was to get out of the Midwest winter. Of course, we had a pretty cold January. But as soon as we left Kansas City, it warmed up and was fine here. So we were hoping that they would be punished a little bit, but they had a nice time while we were gone too. So what we did is we picked a hotel in Mérida. It's about a block off of the main Zocalo, the main square. It's a block down from the main cathedral. It was called the Mansión de Mérida Restaurante. And so that's where we decided to stay. It was a older hacienda that had been built into and restored into a hotel. So that's what we're going to do. We thought it would be really fun. It was an interesting situation. The cost was like $217 a night for a junior suite, and it came with breakfast. So we thought, can't beat that. So anyway, we'll get back to the hotel in a little bit. So we had some miles, so we thought we'd fly for free, which we didn't really fly for free. It still cost us $500 to pay for seats and suitcases and stuff like that. A little disappointing. And then we only had two choices to get there. I figured, we could fly from at least Miami, but there'd be all kinds of flights going from Miami to Mérida. Well, there were two. So originally, our flight was out of Kansas City. We would take American Airlines, and they would fly us to Miami, and then we would take our train. That flight would come in about 9 o'clock, and then we would fly a couple of hours later into Mérida and get there at 2 p.m. or 2:30. But that meant we had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's when the plane left. The other choice was to fly down to Dallas and sit in Dallas for 9 hours, and then take the flight from Dallas to Mérida, which came in at almost 9:30 in the evening. Not particularly interested into flying into a foreign country that I haven't been to in a long time at night in a city I've never been. We picked the one to Miami. Well, of course, American Airlines changed this to the other one. So I had to call them and say I want to go back the other direction because we're just not going to do that. Got it all worked out. Spent the night at the Marriott at the airport. Got on the plane. Flew to Miami. No problems. Switched planes. No problem. Flew into Mérida. Beautiful weather. So we arrived in Mérida, and of course the concern I had was, how do you get from the airport to the hotel? Well, normally you would just walk outside and get a cab, and I believe you can still actually do that. But they have taxi companies in the airport where you can get the price right there. And that's what we ended up doing. We said, this is where we want to go. They gave us a price. I think it was $25 is what it ended up being. So we go out, the gentleman tells his driver where we're headed, and off we go. Now, the problem I have in going into Mérida is I didn't have a good map. And what map I had didn't tell me directions. Didn't know whether it was north, south, east, or west type of thing. But I knew that we're just really short of the Cathedral. So we're going along and going along, and you just don't drive from the airport. And by the way, the Mérida airport is very nice. Really nice airport. Very small airport, but very nice. Well organized. So we're going in the town, and we're, you know, to get around the traffic, you're going all sorts of, so it's easy to get turned around. So this was like a three-story building that's supposed to be, you know, I figured it'd be pretty obvious. So we're driving along, and we've come to what looks like a hacienda-style building. It doesn't look like the one I'm familiar with. A taxi cab driver assures me that this is our hotel. I gave him his tip, because we already paid to go. And then, as he drives off, we realize that he saw the sign that said Mansión, but it wasn't the right one. It actually said Mission. So I get on my phone, type into Google. Well, we're close. We're 5 blocks away from our actual hotel. And it's about 90 degrees. So we start walking with our suitcases. We do find the place. A little sweaty. We go into the lobby and we are just overwhelmed by staff. They take our suitcases. We go upstairs. We go to the reception. And we sit down and they bring us drinks. And we go through all of the material. And it's really, really, really nice people. I've absolutely unbelievable. I've never had such good service in my life. They treated us like we were the owners. So anyway, sign all of the papers. I had actually paid for the whole thing in advance. So that was nice. They said, well, we're going to upgrade you. We already had a junior suite. So that meant we were going to get a suite. And the things I read about it said it only had 14 rooms. And that was right. There were only 14 rooms. You either had a junior suite, a suite, or I don't know what the hell this gigantic thing is that they had, but they had like a monster suite. And the gentleman at the reception, the manager said, and you have our favorite suite. Well, he's my favorite suite. It is the quietest. So we go out of the reception area, and we're up on the second floor, which is a verandaed area with the rooms, and then overlooking is the garden at the bottom, which is where the breakfast takes place and a lot of other things. So we walk across the veranda to where our room is, puts the key in, opens it up. My God, it was as big as our house. Entryway, and you turn and you have the massive king-size bed with closets and furniture and flowers and all sorts of stuff. And the bathroom was huge. And then he said, now, here is the door to the outside, so you have access to the swimming pool. So we had access to the swimming pool from the outside veranda, and it was just absolutely amazing. And then he said, well, you know, you get free breakfast, but you know, in addition, you also get 20% off of dinner or lunch. Okay, that's great. So we're just dumbfounded. And he says, if you need anything, let us know, that sort of thing. And as we went along, because we're here multiple days, if we were going to be out, let's say, going to Chichen Itza, where you have to get up and leave at 7:30 in the morning and they don't start breakfast till 8, they'll make a lunch for you, but no charge. If you're going to go to the beach, if you'll tell them that you're going to go to the beach, in addition to making you lunch, they have a special little package that includes 2 towels, some bug spray, and a hat that's yours to keep at the end. And the food was just absolutely unbelievably good. And I'm going to do one of my things on my YouTube channel on this particular site. And we love this place so much that we're going to try and go back every year, even if we just see everything all over again. So the first day, we come in, we settle in, and then we go after we have dinner, which was, you could have all sorts of different things. Now, I will mention one thing. Sherry and I do not speak Spanish very well. Obviously, the hello, goodbye, good morning, good afternoon, etc., and so on, how to buy stuff, that was okay. But there were people on the staff who could speak English, and there were also people on the staff who spoke Mayan, as well as other languages. And so going out was a little bit challenging initially, but, you know, when we went to a business and they didn't speak English, we still managed to work out wheeling and dealing. And after about the time we were there for 10 days, we're starting to get better at it. We went to the main markets where everybody else went and did all sorts of stuff, had no problems. We went out at night, no problems. So the first night we went out of the hotel just to see what was around. Now, again, I'm trying to get my bearings for where we are. And they're doing street reconstruction in one spot. And I made an assumption from the little teeny map that I had that where we needed to go was up a block and over. And that would get us to the cathedral. And that's completely the wrong direction. But it did put us by an interesting store, which was a Mayan collective. And Sherry managed to buy herself this beautiful sisal Mayan hat that they've made fit her head just exactly right. And of course, she loves to negotiate. And she and the guy went back and forth for quite a while. And they finally settled. And then he gave her a piece of paper with his phone number on it. So Sherry really appreciated being hit on just right off the bat in the Yucatan. So the next day, the intention was to visit some of the buildings around the square. We wanted to rest a complete day before going out to Chichen Itza. It happened to be two things. It happened to be Valentine's Day, and it happened to be Ash Wednesday. So we actually went to the National Cathedral for Ash Wednesday. Now, the National Cathedral of Merida has an interesting reputation. Some people say it's the oldest Christian church in North America, Central North America. But the locals say that it is the oldest church built on solid ground in North America. And that would make sense because the churches built by Cortez would have been the first. The church in Mexico City, the National Cathedral, would have been built before the one in Merida. But the one in Merida has an interesting reputation. The first bishop of the cathedral is Bishop de Landa. Bishop de Landa was a practitioner of the Inquisition and believed that all of the Mayan writing was devil's work and burned it. Collected and burned it. There's only about four pieces of books that survive. There's a couple of codexes that do survive. But later on in life, he had a dream in which Christ appeared to him and chastised him for what he had done, and then spent the rest of his life going around villages and writing up what the people were telling him and all sorts of things. And it is still an important source for Mayan writing and what have you. So we went to and received our ashes there. Magnificent. A very plain church. You know, you normally think of all the gold and stuff. Now, it was just a plain church. It was monumental with a nice organ and everything in it. So we did that, and then we went around the square. We went to the Monteo home, which is free. It's has the oldest facade in this city. And then we did various. We did the Modern Art Museum, and we did the Governor's Palace, which has a nice collection of art on the history of Merida, which has some nice things. And we did some shopping. So we stopped at Dairy Queen on the square and then wandered around and went back to our hotel. So we kind of were getting the hang of where everything was located. So that was our first couple of days there. And so I'll pick up again when we head out to Chichen Itza.